From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chelvin. Colorado's economy will grow, but at a slower pace than the previous 2 years. Benta Berkland has more on the state's latest economic forecast released today.
The forecast from nonpartisan legislative analysts says low oil prices have hurt Colorado's economy and will continue to be a drag as the energy sector constricts. The strong dollar is also damaging the agriculture and tourism industries. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs serves on the Joint Budget Committee and says he's concerned about the long-term trends.
We are an energy-producing state, certainly agriculture. And we need to follow this very carefully because our markets, our foreign markets, may not be responding.
The implications for next year's budget are still unclear. Lawmakers on the budget committee say they'll find out exactly how much they do need to cut from the budget in the coming days. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Steelmaker Evraz says it will idle about 450 workers at its mill in Pueblo for up to 3 weeks to adjust to a slowdown in orders. The announcement follows the company's decision earlier this month to indefinitely shut down its seamless pipe unit in Pueblo due to a decline in U.S. oil drilling. And Defense Secretary Ash Carter says President Barack Obama will nominate the first woman to head a major U.S. military combatant command. If confirmed by the Senate, Air Force General Lori Robinson would be the seventh commander to head the Colorado-based U.S. Northern Command. Robinson is currently the head of the Pacific Air Force. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.